The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. The grand reopening sale on now. Why in the world would you shop anywhere else?
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. This is an extraordinary story. A dispute over a nature preserve being held by armed activists in Oregon.
Yeah, they've picked the nature preserve in order to make a broader point about property rights and about the land out west and the way the government treats the people who own it. More than anything else. I mean, we've got the FBI now out there. They've surrounded these activists. They're mostly ranchers from states all across the West who turned up at Burns, Oregon. They say they're ready to fight and die if they need to over what they see as constitutional abuses by the government of their property rights. I mean, it's the ages-old thing about ranchers versus the government in that, for example, you've got a big ranch, you've got a bunch of cattle. There are no fences on part of it, and if your cattle get out on the open range and begin to eat, then the government comes along and takes your cattle and says you can't have them anymore because they've been eating on federal land. And the ranchers are saying, but wait a minute, you've taken millions and millions and millions of acres of land that used to belong to everyone, and you've declared it federal government land that nobody can use. They think it's wrong.
Absolutely. And great story.
The traditions of the
great
country.
Story. Yeah. Well done, Harley. A great story and very well explained. Now, Trump on the one hand and Bernie Sanders on the other. So Trump's going to refuse to debate. Yep.
That's right. Yeah, he's backed out of the debate. Said to be uneasy about the questions he might get. Sort of bet on that.
I think it's a protest against the woman who's hosting it. She hosted it last time, and he had a shot at it. And he said, well, yeah.
He was tough on him. I know. He branded her a bimbo.
But he's a mile in front, isn't he? A mile in front.
Oh. Well, he's 7 points in front right now in Iowa.
Yeah.
He's farther than that in some other places, but he's down to 7 points in Iowa.
But nationally.
Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. But, yeah, nationally he's well ahead at the moment.
And what would Hillary Clinton say about Obama meeting the left-winger Bernie Sanders?
Well, she would say, I'm glad he only is going to meet with him once. I mean, she's met with Obama several times, once for about 90 minutes. The president gave Bernie Sanders 45 minutes today, told him he was trying to remain very neutral. And so Sanders came out and said all the right things afterward, and then left. Mm. What else can he say? Mm. But I think Bernie Sanders and the president have an awful lot in common. It's just that politically he's sort of tied to Hillary Clinton and vice versa.
Absolutely. And what's this business about the Iowa Hawkeyes?
Well, at the top of a vacant building in Niagara Falls, New York, there's a loudspeaker and it plays music. The University of Iowa fight song lasts about 50 seconds, and it loops and loops without end for 7 hours every day.
Oh, stop it.
Drives you crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Nobody really knows. The owner of the building. It's an empty building.
Harley.
Across the street who own a restaurant say it's driving them bats. They can't take it.
We have this every Christmas and New Year's Eve here. This area is an alcohol-free precinct, and it plays every 30 seconds for about 14 hours, Harley. See you tomorrow. News next.